Don't turn a podcast on, not to spread joy. I swallow some foam for positive things that are going on, and give you tips for taking along. So come on, come down, turn a podcast on. Come on, come down, turn a podcast on. Calm down, turn on.
Hello, everybody. This is Mrs. Cordova from the Good Mood Podcast for you one last time. So it is time to say farewell. This is our eighth and last Good Mood Podcast. But before I do so, I have to brag about my wonderful E-plus students from 7A and 7B one more time. This was a challenging year, to say the least. But through all these months of school or not, distance learning or working in shifts, one group of students has been the rock of this school. They have provided us with good news from last year, November, throughout the entire school year, without missing a month. This alone deserves a huge round of applause. But this is by far not the only work they have done in their E-plus lessons, English Wahlpflichtfach. While continuously hosting, researching, editing, or assisting in the podcast production, they have also done presentations about exotic English-speaking countries. They have analyzed short films on teaching. They have done practical teaching to enlighten the rest of us about origami, self-defense, healthy food, and science, to mention a few. They have also discussed numerous topics, for example, mass media, the English language and its variations across the world, teaching methods and styles now and then, and they will do two actual cooking sessions at the end of June. All of this aside the work on the podcast. So this definitely deserves a second round of applause. Finally, and what really warmed my heart the most, was that in this year of social distancing, this group has managed to stay close, digitally, but also in real life, and I'm very happy the podcast supported this connection. Once more, it shows that with a strong, enthusiastic, patient and supportive team, anything is possible. I'm very grateful I was part of this journey, and it is with pride, but also with mixed feelings, that I'm now introducing the last Good Mood episode. So farewell, Annabelle, Theresa, Louise, Maxima, Joanna, Elisa, Darius, Elena, Selina, Sabrina, Leah, Elena, Tristan, Ariel, and all our podcast fans. Now over to Annabelle and the content for this episode.
Of course, we have also prepared a lot of interesting features for you in this podcast, which have to do with looking back and saying goodbye, but also with looking ahead into a bright future, the summer holidays. As usual, we are going to start with some good news. Furthermore, we are going to give you some music recommendations and inform you about some special days you can look forward to. Afterwards, you are going to listen to a very special last interview and hear about some refreshing recipes for summer. Then there is going to be a quiz, and last but not least, we prepared some jokes for you.
Let's start with the good news. Maxima, Tristan and Luisa will now present our last three good news articles. Maxima will start off by talking about a seven-year-old's extraordinary achievement.
Seven-year-old kid sends an item to the moon. A seven-year-old astronaut in training will become the first child ever to send something to the moon after impressing the world's leading space pioneers. Elizabeth Norman is obsessed with space and staged the launch of a massive homemade Welcome Center rocket from her garden earlier this year. Her enormous enthusiasm for all things LANA captured the attention of US experts currently prepping the real Vulcan Center for the first moon landing in nearly 50 years. They've offered to take something along belonging to Astralis, and now a sticker carrying the name of a space blog will be part of the first ever LANA time capsule. Her family, who are from England, have even been invited to wave it goodbye on launch day in Florida at the end of 2021. The schoolgirl is one of a handful of people in the world to include a personal item on a first ever mission of its kind. And she's already doing her own astronaut physical training routine to prepare for a future in space, to one day go visit the moon and her sticker in person. Elizabeth said, "I can't wait to see a video of the capsule with my sticker on the moon taken by the LANA lander. Astrobotic is making my space dreams come true, and I'm so excited to watch the launch. I love science and space because there's so much to learn, and I love exploring and doing experiments." Her future goals? To walk on the moon and to explore the highest mountain on Mars. Broad mom Jennifer Norman said, "For her to be included in such a historic moment is incredible and has shown anything is possible." She threw herself into learning all about space. Elizabeth has already built a bionic arm to learn about robotics and has just completed a 5-week NASA program where she designed and carried out her own virtual mission to Mars.
Next, Tristan will talk about the new discovered rock species with a quite interesting name.
Scientists discover a new brown species they named the chocolate frog, and it's adorable. In the nasty swamps of New Guinea, a frog specialist has discovered a new species which he decided to call the chocolate frog. Steve Richards' home of South Australia can be a paradise, but the same can't necessarily be said for the environment he decided to work in. New Guinea is covered in dense jungle and mangrove swamp. It's one of the least explored jungles on Earth and filled with poisonous plants and animals. Nevertheless, despite nightmarish conditions, Richards has discovered 200 frog species in its depths. They have a length of approximately 7 centimeters and can jump up to 7 times their own body length in a single leap.
Lastly, Louisa will tell us about the real-life superpowers of a little boy.
The 7-year-old superhero, in life and death situations, the instinct to save those we love can grant us near superhuman powers. On the eve of this past Memorial Day weekend, thanks to a small but mighty hero, a father and a little girl are alive to tell a tale. Chase is only 7. He, his dad Steve, and his 4-year-old sister Abigail were out for a family boating excursion on Florida's St. John's River. Chase and Abigail were swimming at the back of the anchored boat while Steve was on the deck fishing. It was an idyllic outing, until a strong current loosened Abigail's grip and she let go of the boat. Instantly realizing his sister would be swept away, Chase let go of the boat as well to try and reach her. Stephen leaped into the water, but after realizing he couldn't keep up with both his kids, he was faced with a heartbreaking decision. "I told them I loved them because I wasn't sure what was going to happen," Steve said. "I tried to stick with both of them. I wore myself out. Then Abigail drifted away from me." Directing Chase to swim to shore for help, Stephen stayed behind, keeping as close as he could to Abigail as the life vest that was keeping her above the waves floated further and further from his reach. It was a tough mission for the 7-year-old, but Chase wisely organized himself, stopping to float or dog paddle when he was tired. He would rest and then set off again. The current was going the opposite way of going to the boat and the shore, so it was very hard to swim that way, Chase said. It took Chase an hour to reach the shore. Once on a solid ground, he ran to the nearest house and called for help. Members of the fire and rescue department, sheriff's office, and Florida's Fish and Wildlife Conservation were called to search for Steve and Abigail. Miraculously, the two were found and rescued about an hour later, more than a mile away from the family's abandoned boat. Stephen couldn't be prouder of his son, or more grateful. Thanks to the determination of a tiny superhero, this is likely to be one day the family will never forget.
Now we will give over to Ariel with the music recommendations.
Welcome to a hopefully very pleasurable segment. Since this will be our last podcast and since the summer break isn't far away anymore, I'll now present you a short collection of songs covering these exact two topics. Let's start with an all-time favorite by the Beatles. This is Hello, Goodbye. Now let's go on with a song I discovered while doing research for this segment. It's called Goodbye So Long by the band Funk Inc. They were founded in Indianapolis in the USA in 1969. Unfortunately, they never reached huge popularity, although they produced some quite nice funk and jazz music. When I'm gone. Of course, we can't do a podcast without some Pink Floyd references, at least when I'm a part of it. Therefore, our next song of the month is called Summer 68. The text deals with an unfortunate love affair. It was published in 1970 as a part of the album Atom Heart Mother. The last song was written by J.J. Cale and made popular by the great Eric Clapton. It's called Since You Said Goodbye. Lord, the wind never blows, the river never flows, ever since you said goodbye.
Thank you. We really hope that you enjoyed these music recommendations and that you might be reminded of these songs when sipping a drink at the pool in summer. Now let's move on to Sabrina and Leah.
Now we would like to give you a brief insight into some special days that can be celebrated in July and August. As a little specialty, we combined them with some inspirational wisdoms. So brace yourself for these funny and special days.
Let's start with the Global Forgiveness Day on the 7th of July. Totally in line with the quote, forgive others, not because they deserve forgiveness, but because you deserve peace. This day should encourage you to always remind yourself that life isn't infinite. Therefore, you should take every chance to forgive and start all over. Secondly, the National Friendship Day is celebrated on the 30th of July. Undoubtedly, friends play an important role in our lives as they accept us the way we are, support us, and become family. They simply make our lives better. Naturally, we ought to cultivate friendships and we must appreciate these gifts from heaven.
On the 5th of August, you shouldn't miss the opportunity to walk in your underwear all day long. It's a National Underwear Day. Express yourself with your favorite panties, because feeling comfortable comes from the inside. Don't care what other people might think about you. Let's dance in our underwear. Last but not least, we have got the World Honeybee Day on the 15th of August. Like bees, stay curious and hardworking, because people who never give up, no matter what, are able to pursue their ambitions. Stop wasting your time and start collecting honey.
Thank you for telling us about those special days. We will now move on to our interview, which is a little different from the ones we've done before.
So we had a lot of interesting interviews in our podcasts so far, but the people who have not been interviewed yet are the ones who are actually behind this podcast. So today I would like to take the chance to interview our team. Okay, Joanna and Elisa, as a team, we have managed to keep our podcast going from last year November until this year, July. What were the challenges of doing the Good Mood podcast in this particular school year?
Well, I think in general, year 7 was a very hard and stressing year for all of us. And it was also very difficult to manage the podcast besides the school stuff.
I have to add that it was a challenge to manage the cutting and to get all the pieces together. And that takes a lot of time.
Moreover, it was also very hard to organize the recordings in general, because the classes were split, and so 1 week there was 7A at school, and then the next week there was 7B at school, and so we also lost a lot of time we could use for the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was also difficult sometimes to come up with new ideas for every month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Question 2 for Maxima and Luisa. You had the pleasure to interview one of our greatest fans recently. Do you think we have reached some people with this project, and how have we reached them?
Unfortunately, Luisa is not here today, but I can only speak for both of us that we think that we have reached some people with our podcast. Among other things, we noticed this through the positive feedback and the numerous participation in our task. So we also think that people heard the podcast like our biggest fan while doing stuff like cleaning or homework. It may also have been heard from people who wanted to improve their English or simply wanted to get into a better mood. But we strongly believe that we have reached the audience with our good news, as well as our various topics such as love, Christmas, science and much more. And also our good mood was certainly contagious.
Yes, it definitely was. And not to forget about the students that I forced to listen to the podcast. We've also reached them sometimes, at least. Okay, another question here for Ariel and Tristan, who are very prepared as usual. It was very important for the two of you to create an episode based on your own interests. So if you could design your own podcast, not this one, not the school's, what would it be and what would your features be, or what would it include?
Our own podcast would include probably in a nice photography contest, like a nature photography contest.
Nice background music, no jokes, and also some more interesting news, not just random good news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything else?
Nothing more to add.
No particulars on science or rockets or space?
Yeah, well, that would be included inside the news section.
Okay, I'm glad that you're still true to your science interests. Okay, question number 4 for Elena and Selina. You have contributed to all the different features of the Good Mood podcast. Which ones were your favorites and why?
My favorite was the music part, because I love to have a new playlist for every month and you always know the history of the song.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite parts were always the special days, because I really enjoy to know what each day is meant for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you both did the special days, I believe. I don't remember the music. Did you also assemble the music once?
No, most of the time we did the special days.
The special days.
Some cooking recipes.
Recipes as well. Yeah. So special days and the music are your favorites. Okay. The next one is for Leah and Sabrina, right next to me. You have been a very creative force behind this podcast. You wrote the lyrics for our jingle, you wrote riddles, you had lots of ideas. What have you learned from being part of this podcast or this project? And would you do it again?
For both of us, it was definitely an intriguing experience. It would be a real pleasure for us to take part in such a project again, as we really appreciated the time we all spent together working on the podcast.
And this Good Mood podcast project helped us to focus more on the bright side, rather than paying attention to the bad things we're normally surrounded by.
Mm-hmm. Especially in this year also.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. The next one for Elena and Darius. The Good Mood podcast worked so well because of the incredible team and the incredible teamwork behind it. Can you two describe why this was a team effort and why it was a little difficult, especially for you as a team, to create your episode?
Well, considering the difficult circumstances due to the pandemics, I think that the key to our success was, on the one hand, the teamwork and also how we managed to communicate throughout the internet. Mm-hmm. Moreover, it was very difficult for us because we didn't actually manage to meet because we were from two different classes. And that was actually the main problem here.
The problem for the two of you, yes, when you were the co-hosts, yeah? Elena?
I also think we had some beginning difficulties, but after all, we managed to interview and get everything together. And so the outcome was also very decent.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can be, definitely. No, I was just referring to the part where it was really difficult because Darius couldn't come and then you had to do stuff and then you had to send it back and forth. So that was an extra challenge on an extra challenging job already. But I also think that the rest of the team supported you quite well. Wouldn't you agree?
That's absolutely true, yes.
Yes, of course.
Okay. We're moving on to Teresa and Annabelle. Unfortunately, Teresa is also not here today, but Annabelle, you have been the leading forces behind two episodes of our Good Mood podcast, the assembling, the cutting, and all of this. Why did you do it twice? And would you do it again, also the cutting and all of this, in a similar project?
I chose to do it twice because although it was a lot of work and it was also quite a challenge to figure out how the cutting program worked, it was also a lot of fun to get creative, record all the different pieces, arrange an order, and just see all the parts go together. So I would definitely do it again in a similar project.
Okay, well, thank you very much also for all your enthusiasm and energy. Also, they are cutting and doing this podcast, by the way. Now, a last question for all of you. Mm-hmm. Prepared would be the other version. Are you proud of your own episodes and of having been part of this project? I think Elena and Darius already mentioned that they are aware. What about the rest?
Yes, I'm very proud of our episode. I think me and Elisa did a great job.
Yeah, I think although it was a lot of work, like when you see the end product, like the final episode, I think we're very happy that we managed it so good and that, yeah.
Yeah, yours was also a particularly well-recorded version where everything was really clear. Yeah? Maxima?
Yes, I'm also very proud of my own episode as well as being part of this project because it was fun and we all always helped each other very much.
So would you like to do a similar project again?
Yes.
Yeah? What about Joanna?
I had the first episode with Teresa,
mm-hmm,
and we had a lot of fun together. And we also thought that it would be more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end, when we really had everything together, we were, of course, were very proud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think? Would you like to be part of a similar project again?
Yes, I think that's very interesting and everyone can learn something out of it.
Okay. What about Elena again?
I think I'm very proud because we managed it at home and also we had lots of exam and yeah, good.
And I think yours was also in a time when then it was really difficult, starting, yes, to get more and more difficult to meet and everything. Yeah.
Yes, I'm also very proud of all of the podcasts,
mm-hmm,
because they were a lot of work and I think they turned out really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they turned out nice. What about you, Tristan?
Yes, me too. It was really funny to do all of all of the podcasts, but I think the quality could be a bit more better.
You mean the recording?
Yes.
Okay. You're just talking about the recording?
Yes.
Of course. Okay. What about Ariel?
That's pretty much the same thing that I'd say about our podcasts, since the quality wasn't the best.
So that means, in case you ever have the chance to create your own episode, the quality will, of course, be top priority.
Well, I would like to buy a microphone then, if I would do that again.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. What about Leah and Sabrina?
To my amazement, we handled it pretty well, and I actually didn't expect it from us, but we did a great job.
Yeah, we're totally proud of ourselves.
Yes, okay. And you would also like to be part of a similar project again?
Of course.
Of course. Okay, so that was our last interview for our last podcast. And let me tell you, I'm very proud of all of you as well, of course. Thank you.
Now, to get you into the right summer mood, Elena and Selina have prepared some wonderful recipes for you to try out.
In this episode, we will present you two drinks which get you in the right mood for summer. For the first, you will need 100 grams of raspberries or 200 grams of frozen raspberries, 2 stalks fresh mint, 1 lime, 2 teaspoons of cane sugar, 4 teaspoons of raspberry lemon syrup, 100 ml tonic, crushed ice, 500 ml mineral water. You mix it all together and have the perfect cool down drink.
Our second summer drink is called a caipirinha, and you will need 1 lime, which is cut into wedges, 2 teaspoons of sugar, a little bit of rum, and a lime wheel for garnish. Next, you will have to muddle the lime with the sugar and fill your glass with crushed ice. After that, you have to pour all the other ingredients into it, and now your drink is ready. For the non-alcoholic version, use ginger ale instead of the rum.
Next, you will hear about the little surprise we've planned for our biggest fan.
So, we prepared a special task for our number one fan of our podcast, Mr. Tsneva, because we found out that he hasn't done a single task from our previous episode. We came up with 7 questions for you to answer. Every question belongs to one episode of our podcast. Moreover, the task is inspired by Mr. Tsneva's famous Shoko quiz. So, let's hop right into it. Question 1. Who was interviewed in our first podcast? A. Teresa Nagele, B. our headmaster, C. Mr. Marschnik, or D. Mr. Wiener? Question 2. What was the topic of the second podcast? A. Christmas, B. Spring, C. Sylvester, or D. Winter? Question number 3. Which instrument is Mr. Marschnik's favorite? A. The clarinet, B. The piano, C. His core, or D. The guitar? 4th question. Who is Mr. Wiener's favorite actress of all time? A. Julia Roberts, B. Emma Watson, C. Betty Wine, or D. Kate Winslet? Question number 5. What is the name of our guest student who has been interviewed in our 5th podcast? A. Isabel, B. Isabella, C. Annabelle, or D. Joanna? Question number 6. How long lasted our April podcast? A. 15 minutes, B. 70 minutes, C. 23 minutes, or D. 31 minutes? Last but not least, question number 7. Who is our number one fan of our podcast? A. Mr. Scherwitzel, B. Mr. Marschnik, C. Mr. Tsneva, or D. Mrs. Kudova? Now, if you got all the answers, write them down on a piece of paper and give it to Joanna in the last week of school. We will check your answers, and if you got them all right, you will get the chocolate bar. Have fun!
And because you all loved our jokes, they, of course, won't be missing this time either.
What is the term for a witch
who lives on the beach.
A sandwich. Why does ice cream usually get invited to the party?
It's cool. What is the perfect day to go to the beach?
Sunday. What fruit does Dracula like to eat?
Nectarines.
Although these jokes were hilarious, we now have sadly reached the end of this podcast, and therefore also the end of our whole Good Mood project. All of us would like to thank you for keeping up with us and for listening to our work. Because what's a podcast without listeners? We hope you enjoyed our episodes just as much as we did, and we wish you a fun and relaxing summer.
Goodbye! Have a nice summer break!
Come down, turn up a test on. We want to spread joy, as well as inform the positive things that are going on, and give you tips for taking along. So come on, come down, turn up a test on. Come on, come down, turn up a test on. Come down, turn.